Romeo and Juliet 罗密欧与朱丽叶 Plays can be a comedy or a tragedy 戏剧往往分成喜剧和悲剧 The former can make you laugh to tears while the latter can make you feel sad 喜剧可以让人捧腹大笑而悲剧则往往让人扼腕叹息 Romeo and Juliet written by the greatest playwright William Shakespeare has been considered as one of the most well-known tragedies 罗密欧与朱丽叶显然是威廉·莎士比亚这位世界上最伟大的剧作家创作的最伟大的悲剧之一Romeo and Juliet were from two big families who hated each other. 罗密欧和朱丽叶来自两个相互仇视的家族。They met at a fancy party and fell deeply in love immediately. 两人在一次化妆舞会上邂逅，并立即深深地相爱了。Since both families were against the marriage. They secretly held a wedding ceremony in a church. 由于双方的家庭坚决反对他们的婚事，他们背着家庭在教堂里成了婚。Later, Romeo was exiled out of the city for manslaughter. 后来，罗密欧由于误杀了人而暂时逃离了这座城市。Julia's family forced her to marry an earl. 朱丽叶的家庭逼她嫁给一位伯爵。In order to avoid the marriage, she asked the priest who had hosted their wedding for help. 为了不同伯爵结婚，她向为她主持婚礼的牧师寻求帮助。He made a plan and sent a letter to Romeo.Telling him about the plan. 牧师做了一个计划，他给罗密欧写了一封信，信中把计划告诉了他。The priest offered her a specially made sleeping drug, which made her fall deeply asleep as if she was dead. 他让朱丽叶喝下一种特制的药，喝下后她会进入沉睡状态。和死亡一样 Julia's body was placed in the graveyard 朱丽叶的尸体被放在了墓地 Romeo came back to the city not because he had received the priest's letter 罗密欧回来了但是他并不是因为得到了神父的信才回来的 Being unaware of the priest's planHe went to the cemetery to see Juliet upon learning of her death. 对牧师的计划全然不知，罗密欧得知朱丽叶已死，便赶往墓地。Seeing his beloved lying dead, Romeo was so sorrowful that he took some medicine. 看到心爱的人已经逝去，他悲痛欲绝，喝了毒药。Right after he had taken the deadly drug, Juliet woke up and happily found her beloved beside her. 她刚刚喝下毒药，朱丽叶的药性过去，她醒了过来。她惊喜地发现心上人就在身边。They learned the truth, but it was too late. 他们了解了事情的真相，但为时已晚。Seeing Romeo dying, Juliet killed herself with a sword. 看着心上人离去，朱丽叶用短剑结束了自己的生命。